Then there is a surah known as Surah Al-Sajda. Today, in this episode, I make mention of the surah because in it, there is mention of a prostration, the prostration of the one who fears Allah, who's looking forward to the meeting with Allah. Those are the ones who have nothing to fear. They fall prostrate when they are reminded of Allah. They fall prostrate when they are reminded of the verses of Allah and their duties unto Allah. How many of us, when we are reminded of prayer, we're not interested in praying. This is just a reminder of Allah and His verses. When the verses of Allah are recited, they fall in prayer. Allah says, you know what? Those are the ones who forsake their beddings at night in order to get up and pray for our sake. For them, we've prepared something amazing. Something that will really, really cool their eyes. We've prepared a paradise of the highest degree. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to worship Him in the most beautiful way. And may Allah Almighty grant us from His goodness. Do you know, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, being the best of creation, the most noble of all prophets of Allah, it was simple for Allah never to allow him to witness or to go through any hardship, any difficulty, any negativity at all. Simple. Allah says in the Quran, تبارك الذي إن شاء جعل لك خيرا من ذلك جنات. Glory be to Allah. Elevated is Allah. Majestic is Allah, whom if He willed and He wished, He could have given you much better. He could have given you gardens, plush gardens, like a paradise on earth that would have been given to Muhammad, may peace be upon him. But Allah allowed him to go through certain things in order to teach us lessons, in order for us to go through his biography and to appreciate what we have, in order for us to learn how to endure, how to worship, how to go through the paces of life, every single thing. And therefore, in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah Almighty says, in verse number 21, Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, for you, for anyone who's willing or who's looking forward to the meeting with Allah, there is a beautiful example embodied in that, in the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. You want to follow a good example? Here is the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Follow him in his mannerisms, in his etiquettes, in his worship, in his morals, in his values, in his ways, in his habits, in the do's and the don'ts, in how he endured, in everything. Here is the man. What we did is, the one we loved the most, we made him go through the paces of life so that you can learn from him and follow that example completely. There was perfection in him. But at the same time, if you follow his example, you will arrive at a great level of connection with Allah. And when that happens, you are happy, you're content.